Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold. And I would like to spend a few minutes talking about the woman who worked in the upstate New York prison that helped those two murderers escape.
I would like to spend an entire weekend talking about this woman because the psychology behind it is fascinating.
She is totally fascinating to me. This is Joyce Mitchell.
Tilly.
Yes, she has a nickname, Tilly Mitchell.
Yes.
Right? She worked in the tailor shop. So she's a civilian, yeah.
So she must have been a seamstress or stocking shelves.
Yes.
Okay.
And apparently she had a relationship with both of these murderers.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had dirty prison sex.
That's what they say.
Yeah, with both of them.
Is there clean prison sex, though? Is there such a thing as clean prison sex?
No, I don't think so. So first, she was supervising the sewing shop, so mm-hmm. maybe that's where the inmates work as well.
They have privileges. Apparently, they had privileges to be in this place.
Yeah, and she first hooked up with the guy who's a redheaded-looking guy, David Sweat is his name. And then another prisoner said, hey, there's something funky going on between these two, and there was an investigation, and he got transferred out of the shop.
Now, let me ask you one question before we proceed. Yes, he was transferred out. Do you think the prison officials might have wondered, maybe there's something wrong with this woman and why are we keeping her here employed?
You would think.
Right?
Although maybe they couldn't prove anything, so they didn't have a reason to fire her.
All right, I'll give you that.
Okay. So then, after Sweat was transferred out, she picks up with the other guy. What's his first name?
Matt.
It's his last name.
Matt's the last name.
Yeah, Richard.
Okay.
Richard Matt, mm-hmm. They're both despicable human beings, but he's the worst of the two.
But a good artist, apparently.
So I've heard, right? And Richard Matt and this dumpy granny get hot and heavy behind the prison walls, and she falls in love with him, and she's married, living with a man in upstate New York, and he also works at the prison. He's on the janitorial staff at the prison, her husband.
So they can run into each other at any time.
Yes. And then there's reports that not only did she help smuggle in a cell phone and smuggle in tools so they could break their way out, but there was also a plot for them to kill her husband so she could run away with the both of them.
Right. So if you play that out, right, you're going through the scenarios. Okay, I'm now in love with two
Charmers.
Charming murderers.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to watch while they kill my husband.
Yes.
Then I'm going to go escape with them to some little hut in Vermont.
Right.
And we'll live happily ever after. Like, how is that going to work out? And how is she not considering that they're going to off her at the first available moment?
Exactly. She is, if she wasn't plan, I don't, someone said she's plan B. She wasn't plan B. She was never plan to be part of it, I think, because she's extra baggage for these guys. Mm-hmm. They're going to run away with her. She's someone with a family. I don't know if she's got any children, but presumably relatives and family members and friends would be looking for her, trying to contact her. Maybe she, Tilly, would get lonely and she'd reach out to contact them and they'd be caught. There's no way they were running away
with her. These are ruthless people.
Yeah. Either she was going to meet them at the manhole and then they would kill her promptly, or she was never really in the plan. It was just a misdirect for the authorities, which is what I think it was. And it worked.
Right?
Because, you know, they spent days looking for these guys. And they've been, you know, the first area they looked was around the manhole, and it turned up nothing.
So now there are two guys, unless they split up, with no money, no food. I mean, she just gave them stuff to get away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was a little bit of money, it's going to run out. We don't know where they're staying. And yet the story gets better and better every day.
Yeah.
Because now we're getting the psychology of this woman and how the prison handled all of this and the fact that she was capable of smuggling in these kinds of power tools. It's an incredible story. And they were in civilian clothing too, which allowed them to blend into the population.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Was that smuggled in by Tilly?
No, because they had privileges. They were permitted to wear civilian clothing, which is why when they left, they weren't obvious.
Oh.
So they were wearing regular clothes, street clothes.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
There was a fugitive who was on the lam from Boston, a guy named Whitey Bulger.
Yes.
Right? Who the movie Departed was sort of loosely fashioned about. And he evaded capture He didn't change his looks, nothing. He evaded capture for something like 20 years, yep. 16 or 20 years.
Yep, and they finally got him.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a legendary story. I'm already casting the movie.
Okay.
And for
who's playing Tilly?
For Tilly, this is a stretch, but I like it. Melissa McCarthy is a brilliant comedic actress. I believe she has much more in her, and we need to see her stretch. So I want to see her in a serious role.
Okay.
I see Melissa McCarthy in this role.
Okay, as the redhead David Sweat, are we casting Ron Howard? He's redhead with a receding hairline.
Yeah, he's a director now. He doesn't act anymore.
It's a fantasy casting. And how about the bad murderer, Richard Mack?
And he's an artist, like I said.
Big pussy.
There you go.
From The Sopranos.
We're all set.
Yeah.
Call us. We'll do the casting. It's America Weekend. Crazy topics today. Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. James was a member of the jury in a murder trial. The accused had already been in jail for years and was granted a new trial on appeal. James was pretty confused with all the legal jargon, DNA evidence, and appeal discussions, so one weekend he Googled the accused and read about his past. When the court heard about James's internet research, what do you think happened? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The trial judge had to throw out the murderer's second guilty verdict because of juror misconduct, commenting that what James had done was criminal. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame third baseman won 5 batting titles, owns a .328 career average, and is the only Rays player to have his jersey retired. And his 3,000th career hit came in grand fashion.
And there's a drive. Deep right field. It is gone!
So where is Wade Boggs now? Wade bought a fishing camp called Fenway, which his dad ran until his death in 2009. Wade's popped up on TV, appearing as himself in episodes of Cheers, Psych, and The Simpsons. But one of his most recent accomplishments is his success with medical hair restoration.
I had a lot of people say, well, you look too young to be in the Hall of Fame. Whenever you get that kind of compliment, that really gives you a lot of self-confidence.
Wade Boggs, his new hair is a hit. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.